Okay, we're continuing our bus tour of Kennedy Space Center. This is audio file number 3.
And then in the early 2030s, they plan to send former astronauts on a 2-year round trip mission to Mars.
So he was telling us during our little break that in 2025, we're going to try to get an asteroid in lunar orbit so that way we can mine its minerals for technology and other things.
Nowhere else on KSC is preparation for the future as obvious as at Launch Pad 39B. Built as an identical pad to 39A for the Apollo Saturn V rocket, Pad B was also updated for the Space Shuttle program. 53 shuttle missions launched from this pad, including 12 missions to help construct or resupply the space station. Today, the pad is being modified for the Space Launch System, or SLS. It will be used for NASA's deep space missions, beyond Earth orbit, including the capture of an asteroid and, eventually, human exploration of Mars. 3 600-foot-tall masts were built near the pad to provide lightning protection to the vehicles prior to launch. Both the fixed service structure and rotating service structure that were built for the shuttle have been removed, making it more flexible and able to support many different launch vehicles. Below the pad is a 4-story facility that houses the infrastructure needed for launch, including power, hydraulics, and water. Several miles of outdated wiring and cables have been removed and replaced with high-speed fiber optics. The first SLS mission carrying a crew aboard the Orion spacecraft is set to launch on a 3-week trip to orbit the moon to demonstrate the capabilities necessary for NASA to conduct an asteroid retrieval mission. SLS vehicles will evolve to support human deep space missions, in addition to robotic missions and astronomical observatories. In the past, such missions have been limited by the size and capabilities of existing rockets. The SLS payload carrier is large enough to hold 9 school buses. And for NASA's missions to the outer planets, its larger propulsion systems would enable more direct trajectories, reducing mission travel time and increasing actual mission time by years. Previous spacecraft have had to make multiple gravity assist maneuvers around the inner planets to reach the velocity needed, costing valuable time.
Same thing happen here on Earth?
What about asteroids? Is there something we can do to prevent a big one from colliding with Earth?
We can go to Mars in our lifetime and answer some of humanity's fundamental questions about life beyond Earth. Robots are doing great work exploring our solar system, but eventually, we want to be able to put a person on the ground.
Now, sending people to deep space destinations requires a lot of stuff. Food and water, shelter, fuel, spare parts, tools and supplies. It's like a space-faring RV. The farther you go and the longer the trip, the more you need, and that means moving a lot of mass.
So when you talk about getting past the pull of Earth's gravity, you need a bigger, more powerful rocket.
Thank you.
Space Launch System is an all-new heavy-lift rocket that uses a combination of proven hardware technology to make it more affordable. We can take the best from all we've learned from building rockets and combine that with cutting-edge tooling and manufacturing technology to build the most powerful rocket in history. You can fly to really high orbits around the moon with this rocket without requiring any other assistance. But when we add an upper stage, we'll have an even bigger capacity.
The larger evolved version of SLS can carry a habitat, larger solar arrays, additional propulsion, you name it. It's really a versatile rocket.
Beyond low Earth orbit, we need a new crew vehicle, Orion.
The Orion spacecraft is a conical shape, like Apollo was. But it's actually larger than Apollo, and is capable of taking people farther into space than ever before. It can protect a crew of four for up to 21 days, and carry food, air, water, supplies, all the things the crew will need. Orion is the most...
Straight ahead, you see launch control once again on launch day. A team of between 1 and 200 engineers and technicians are responsible for things until about 6 seconds after liftoff. So once the vehicle clears that tower, then the program's handed off to mission control in Houston at the Johnson Space Center. Mission control's in charge of all the operations that occur out in space. If you look over to the left across the water, you see the American flag. Base of the flag, the blue rectangular box, is the countdown clock. It's over at the press site, about 3.5 miles from the pad. You notice some of the working press have their own buildings they lease from NASA there.
Most advanced and versatile spacecraft ever made. It uses state-of-the-art technology, materials, and design processes based on more than 50 years of research and technology development.